National Evolutionary Synthesis Center, this is an Evolution in the News podcast generated by students in Dr. Joel Kingsolver's Biology 213, Evolution and Life course at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
It's a dog's life, the evolution of the St. Bernard. Despite its divine name, the St. Bernard has shed a new light on the controversial debate between evolution and creationism. Dr. Abby Grace Drake and Dr. Christian Klingenberg, two biologists at the University of Manchester, had an unusual advantage within evolutionary research. While most evolutionary studies are limited by incomplete and often eroded fossil evidence, they had a sufficient set of intact St. Bernard skulls to study their specimen with. It was in the late 1800s that international breeding standards were established, resulting in detailed records of a dog's lineage. For this reason, the two biologists were able to use 47 St. Bernard skulls and pedigrees that date between 1855 and 2001, donated by St. Bernard's previous owners. Drake and Klingenberg measured the skulls, paying particular attention to the relative distances and angles between 64 places on each skull. They found that the shape of the St. Bernard skull changed at a constant rate in one direction over the past 120 years. In the study, they found more modern dogs have broader skulls, a steeper angle between the nose and forehead, and a more pronounced brow. This has resulted in an overall larger head and larger snout among the breed. Unsurprisingly, these are the physical attributes that are most desired by dog breeders. This implies that species are able to change over time. In nature, these types of evolutionary changes could take thousands to millions of years. Dog breeding is a prime example of man directing selection and speeding the process of evolution to around 100 years. While most evolutionary changes in nature are advantageous to the organism's survival, the changes found in the St. Bernard are the result of human-directed selection, based off the desired qualities breeders choose. St. Bernards were originally rescue dogs, and therefore were bred to enhance traits that would increase their ability to do rescue work, such as a larger body size. Over time, the role of the St. Bernard became increasingly aesthetic. When breeders started manipulating for visually appealing characteristics, the dogs evolved to have the broader skulls, steeper nose to forehead angles, and more pronounced brows that breeders thought were ideal characteristics for this pedigree. Evolutionists welcomed these results, which provided the further proof that evolution actually does occur as driven by selection. On the other hand, creationists find this information unsettling, because it challenges their beliefs that all organisms were created in 6 days as the result of divine creation. This also defeats the theory that there is a divine control over evolution, as it is humans who control the progression of the St. Bernard lineage. If you are still a skeptic of evolution, these skulls are on display at the Natural History Museum in Bern, Switzerland, for you to see. Only time can tell how breeding will influence the St. Bernard in the future.
More student-generated podcasts are available in the Education and Outreach section of the NESNT website. The National Evolutionary Synthesis Center is funded by the National Science Foundation to promote research in biological evolution. The opinions expressed in this podcast belong to the authors and are not necessarily endorsed by the NSF or NESNT.